by me.
Hey, what's going on at Zone? I'm here to tell you about South Shore Landscape Supply in Rockland. Summer's here, and your backyard patio is ready for barbecues, family gatherings, or just for relaxing. If not, what are you waiting for? Get the South Shore Landscape Supply today. They've got it all, from mulch to loam to natural stone and outdoor living products, including grills and more. Plus, if you mention me, Zoe, you're going to get 10% off your Bellegarde fire pit. South Shore Landscape Supply, huge selection, endless possibilities, 171 VFW Drive in Rockland, or sslandscapesupply.com.
You're listening to Gasper and Murray.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's our long commercial-free segment here. And it being the slow time of year, because I'm a little bit, drained on a lot of these topics that we've squeezed everything out of the sports sponge, I feel like, this week, Chris. And in a lot of ways, we are just repeating the same show we did yesterday as we filled in for Felger and Maz. It is Gasper and Murray.
I feel like this show's been different.
A little bit.
Yeah. It actually has. No, I'm going to give some credit. I feel like this is original content. This is not a rerun.
Well, now there's original content again. By the way, now finally, available on podcast via 98.5 of Sports Hub, the app, which is a free download on your iPhone or Android device, and 98.5ofSportsHub.com. Speaking of the internet,
yeah.
I did want to just talk a moment about intrusiveness on the internet, which I unfortunately was a part of within the last 24 hours. I don't know if you've noticed this. This actually came up yesterday, I think, was a big part of Toucher and Rich yesterday, as Fred was in with Joe Haggerty and Sarge was in during the week. And now every yearbook, at least, I don't know if this is nationwide or if it's just a Massachusetts thing, but all the high school yearbooks are now up on archive.org.
So what?
So now they were talking about this thing yesterday. They posted, Sarge posted up his yearbook photo where, man, he was a heavy hitter, that Sarge. That was shocking to see every time I've even seen it, too. Like, Sarge was coming in near three bills. And we saw a young Jimmy Stewart. He's posted that up. Scott Zolak has put up his high school yearbook photo. I haven't looked up mine. Some weirdo listener looked it up on a Friday night. Like, I don't know if I should have been flattered or creeped out. Probably the latter. But this dude tweeted at me 15 hours ago, at Big Jim Murray, "Hey Jim, bad news, they uploaded your yearbook onto archive.org. Again, flattered, creeped out, don't really know, but I just know that probably shouldn't be doing this with your Friday night. A little bit of flattery there, but still, like, yeah, ugh. I don't know. I get kind of douche chills with this thing. But yes, guy found me, and there I am, in all my glory, with hair and a terrible shirt from Structure with stripes
Structure,
on it.
Structure, nice.
Yeah, going back.
It's like a bowling shirt?
It does kind of look like a bowling shirt.
Yeah, you know, those were in back then.
With my big chin, kind of look like Jay Leno. Hey, have you heard of my wife?
I see that. Yeah, you retweeted this.
Yeah, with my yearbook quote, "You can when you believe you can. Have you seen my wife, Mavis?" Let's see. So, yeah, a lot of this I don't remember.
My God, that doesn't even look like you.
Right? What a young...
Who the hell is that?
A young, fresh-faced teen with so much life ahead of him, and hair, and good eyebrows.
And why does it have your address? That, talk about intrusive.
Right. Super creepy, too. So, like, yeah, has my parents' home address. The house is now long sold, but, yeah, that's where I grew up. 81 Sewellwoods Road in Melrose.
No, that's going to become, like, a historic site in Melrose.
Yeah, right. So, you know, it's intrusive. Like, if more than anything else, I'm a bit creeped out about it. And the other thing I found creepy, that this was maybe one of the biggest stories of the week. Do you know about this Plain Bay story, either of you?
Yes, I do know. So I read some of the thread. I couldn't get all the way through it because it was aggravating, but yes, I know enough.
And Joe, do you know about this?
Hashtag Plain Bay.
Here is this thing, like, tore down the internet for a couple of days here during the week. Again, slow week, but I think I'm in the minority with my feelings about this story, and here's the quick summation of it. Two strangers grew closer on a flight to Dallas this week, and nearly every detail of the budding, possibly budding romance, posted on social media, and soon millions were rooting for love. Days later, updates still coming in. The story, as told in a viral Twitter thread posted Tuesday by a gal by the name of Rosie Blair, it's simple. They exchange a seat on an airplane. They put two young single strangers together on a plane. They talk. They flirt. They pick up their baggage together after the flight. The commentary from the girl continues during the flight. She's breathlessly talking about, oh, they're so happy together. They're talking. They're touching. She's posting this time and time and time again. I think it's either on Instagram or Snapchat. And it is so intrusive. I don't look at this as two strangers found love. I look at this as this Rosie Blair is an intrusive pain in the ass. Don't film or photo people without their knowledge. Now, it's worked out. And actually, the guy has since, the guy that ended up, you know, ultimately hooking up with this girl because, you know, they switched seats. You know, has been actually very appreciative of it, and he's gotten a kick out of it. I wouldn't. I find this so intrusive.
I know.
Don't secretly video people without their knowledge.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
I couldn't agree more.
So this isn't me just being my typical grump
self. No, no. I mean, look, obviously it seems like at least one of the parties involved is okay with it, but, you know, surreptitiously filming people for your own social media content and entertainment, like, I'm sorry, I have a problem with that. I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. And I didn't have this plane bay situation, obviously. But
something like this has happened to you.
So yeah, my wife and I were in San Francisco, and we were eating at the airport, and somebody snapped this, like, long-distance photo and put it up on Twitter, tweeted at me, hey, Gasper, what are you doing in San Francisco?
That's so weird.
And it was like this, like, I had no idea anyone had taken a photo. It was like this kind of long-range, like, creeper, you know, iPhone photo, and I showed it to my wife, and she's like, what is this? Like, you know, and it wasn't just me in it. You know, I think my wife was in it, too, so it's, you know, violating her privacy. She's not a public figure and has no desire to be a public figure. So it was one of these things where I was like, well, why don't you just come up and ask me if we can take
Thank
a photo
you.
Or just say, hey, man, what's going on? You know, what are you doing in San Francisco? And so then that's up there, and I'm like, dude, this is weird. Like, I am not cool with this.
Yeah, are you shy? Like, wave. You come say hello. Like, I get it. Look, I'm very lucky to be working on a show that a lot of people pay attention to in Felgren Maz, and it's simulcast on NBC yeah. Sports Boston. So this kind of thing happened a few months ago, prior to a concert at the Orpheum at one of those bars over there, and I see this dude, like, kind of holding up his phone, you know, in, you know, kind of being trying to, like, be like
sly.
All sly and incognito and whatever, and I finally was like, I was like, kind of waved. I'm like, dude, you like, you know. So come over.
Yeah,
like,
do you want a photo?
I'm approachable. You and I have been out, Chris. Like, you're a fan of the show.
You are super approachable. In fact, when we watch, even as much as you were ticked off by that Steelers Patriots game that we watched last season at Toby Keith's, do the voice.
Oh, yeah, welcome to Toby Keith's. Let's watch these games. Dance for me, Jim.
That's right. Dance for me, Jim. So we were there, but there was a middle-aged couple across the way. And they were looking, and they recognized you, Jim, and sort of waved. And you said to me, let's go over there and talk to them and take a picture. And we did. So they didn't ask for it. You said, let's go over. So you are very accommodating to the people.
You got to. Look, it's radio. It's a dying medium. You got to shake hands and kiss babies. And if people actually pay attention when there's so many other options, podcast, television, what have you, you got to get out there and say hello. If you're a fan, I can't appreciate it enough. Just don't be a creep about it. Don't try to snap videos or photos without anyone's knowledge. This story, so this goes on to, like, the girl that, you know, she's since become, I bet she's already been on Ellen. She hopes the story inspires others. It's about the possibility of finding love, she wrote on Instagram. I saw a story unfolding in front of my eyes recently, and it filled me with the hope of possibility. My perspective is this. Open your eyes up to possibility, and you may see it all around you. You're a pain in the ass! Okay, you did a nice thing. Hopefully it works out for these two people. Don't video them so that you can, I don't know, get get that pop on the internet and, like, oh, get those likes. And see what I did. It's about me. I did this. I put these two together. You're looking for that the endorphin high of likes and the pop on the internet,
yes.
Which she got. Hey, maybe you're able to parlay it into an appearance on Ellen. I'm sure it's already happened. Just don't do this. I think it's so intrusive. It's so annoying. Ultimately, you did do a good thing. But I'm sorry, like, I can't, I don't think this is just me being a grump. I'm creeped out by stuff like
this. Well, especially because it seems, from what I've seen of it, it's like sort of play-by-play. So it had a happy...
It's a complete play-by-play.
It had a happy ending, but what if it didn't? And so, like, you know, talking about the touching and some of the other stuff, it's like, you know, what if these two people end up not liking each other? Or it starts out well and then it goes awry? And it's, you know, it just, I don't know, you're just sort of putting people, you know, on Front Street there. And I'm not down with that. Now, again, we are older. We're grumps. We're, I think, is it Zennials? We're not millennials,
we're Generation
yeah,
X.
You
have to accept this.
We're not. I saw this thing. Someone tweeted at me. No.
You're Gen X.
I'm not Gen X.
There's no in between.
You're Gen X. I'm not Gen X. But anyways, whatever, you know, it's maybe we're just old and grumpy and it's we don't see it the same way, but I would not want this done to me in any way, shape or form.
Oh, I've even had, I mean, I've slapped my friends' phones out of their hands. Like, we've been out not even doing anything bad, but like, put your damn phone away. Not everything has to be captured for posterity, or you can put it on your stupid Instagram feed. You don't have to take a photo of everything and every effing meal. Put it away. Let's enjoy it.
Oh, but I got to remember.
No, you don't. All right. I just get to get
that was
that
good.
As I found, you know, there's this story I wanted to touch on because I know it irked you. And then, and it ended up happening to me last night. Like, hey, found your high school photo, your high school yearbook on archive.org on a Friday night. That's what you're doing. Ugh. It's creepy.
Yeah. Okay. The question is, once he found that photo, what's he doing then? Huh? What's he doing? How close are you looking at that photo?
Oh.
Maybe just kick back in your skivvies and just...
yeah, let's have ourselves a stroke. Okay, a long commercial-free segment here. Joe Murray's going to get you caught up with the Hub headlines. And back with sports, maybe? Here on Gasper and Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray have scorching hot takes. Twisting your mind with Pat Celtics and Bays. They'll also talk socks and out-of-town things. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Gasper!
Final hour of Gasper Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We should probably live up to our job description here, Chris, and talk a bit more sports. It being a sports station and all here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And again, now podcasting Gasper Murray on 98.5thesportshub.com and on the app 98.5 The Sports Hub, which you can find on your iPhone and Android device. Let's touch on the Sox, who beat up on the lowly Kansas City Royals last night. 10-5, and filling in on the baseball reporters from Maz last night talking about this, like, okay, going to be a tough series to get up for. I knew the Royals were terrible. Man, you look at some of the numbers this team, like, they could be like, you know, all-time terrible. All-time terrible. Their run differential right now in, I think it's, well, as of going, you know, I don't know what the update is after last night, the Red Sox go in there and kick the bejesus out of
them. They beat
them
10-5.
10-5.
Yeah.
But going
so
into the
minus
game.
Minus 5.
All right, so now the run differential is at minus 173,
oh,
I think. It's the
brutal.
Worst in baseball. Oh. They're terrible at home. Let me pull up some of this stuff, because I was talking about this last night. Like, they're on pace to finish 47-115. There's only been two worse teams in the modern era, the 62 Mets,
yep,
who finished 40-120, and the 2003 Tigers, who finished 43-119. Like, they're legendary bad. Is where this Royals team is.
I saw this from Pete Abe last night. They've lost 26 of their last 31 games.
Holy crap, and it was clear right from the jump. This Jason Hamill they put out there, like, in the first couple of innings, like, all right, we're good, it's over. Maybe pull Chris Sale, and thankfully, look, he dominated again. He's been ridiculous over these last six starts.
Yeah.
But there was part of me, half-joking, I wanted to tweet, like, all right, after two innings, like, it's 8-0, like, get him out. Like, he went six strong last night, fine. I don't know, just like the landscape, though, of Major League Baseball right now is we're getting closer to the trade deadline by the day. It's coming up on the 31st. To me, this is what's interesting, because the National League, I talked a bit about this last night on the baseball reporters, National League is far more competitive than the American League.
Yeah,
and there's going to be one hell of a feeding frenzy here for some of these names being bandied about, some of the big names like Manny Machado, Zach Britton in Baltimore. There's
Cole Hamels,
you know, Jay Happ. Look, there's been a lot of teams vying for these type of players, and the Red Sox still need help in that bullpen. It was proven again last night. I don't know how many of you tuned, can remain tuned in after the first couple of innings, but we'll touch on who finally made his appearance in a Red Sox uniform last night coming up late in that game. But they still need another arm in that bullpen, Chris, and likely another bat. But what are they going to end up with? Like, the farm system's barren. There's going to be all these other teams, especially in the National League, like the Dodgers, like the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Milwaukee Brewers, who have the best record in the National League, unless people are paying attention. I don't know how many people, you know, especially a casual baseball fan, really know that.
The Braves and the Phillies are ahead of schedule.
Right, Braves.
And they feel they can get in the playoffs. They can win it, so they're going to be in on some of these players.
There's going to be a lot of competition for these players. What can the Red Sox realistically expect to end up with?
Yeah, I mean, so the latest thing is Jerry Krasnick of the Worldwide Leader was reporting that they have interest in Minnesota reliever Fernando Rodney, who's old as dirt.
41 years old.
But, you know, he's a capable reliever. Put up pretty good numbers this year. I was just reading a story that said that, you know, his ground ball rate this year is as low as it's ever been. He has 18 saves. He's blown 5 saves. But he is sort of the type of guy where you think at that age and with the Twins team that's not really going anywhere, if you're just willing to eat most of the salary, you probably don't have to give up much. You're not going to have to give up a prospect you don't really have.
Yeah, but that's what, reading this today, so here's the tweet from Jerry Krasnick of ESPN. The Red Sox cutting a wide swath in search of bullpen depth, and that's putting it mildly. One name on their list, Fernando Rodney, who is familiar to general manager Dave Dombrowski from their time together with the Tigers. Rodney, 41, has 18 saves and a 2.97 earned run average for the Twins this season. Okay, decent numbers. File it under worth a look, but man, this is truly bottom of the barrel. Fernando Rodney at 41. I'm surprised he, well, again, good numbers, but that's a guy that typically would be out of baseball. That's what it feels like. That's what they're going to be dealing with. You can forget about anyone like a Zach Britton, even though it's been a bad year for him, or even maybe bringing back Addison Reed, who's also had a down year
for
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
But it ain't going to be a name. It's going to be the likes of Fernando Rodney, who's, you know, if he wasn't with the Twins, would be home probably enjoying Wheaties with, not with milk, but with, like, peach schnapps. That's what I got, like a washed-up major leaguer like that. Bring.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Fernando, are you available?
Yeah, I got nothing else going on. What can you offer me? A sandwich? Yeah, I'll take that. That's fair enough. Yeah, that's good.
Like, that's what the Red Sox are going to be dealing with. That's who's going to end up in that bullpen. It ain't going to be. It's not even going to be a Jerry's Familia, who is a human roller coaster ride with the New York Mets, and he's likely to get moved because he's on an expiring contract. You can forget it. It's going to be someone like Fernando effing Rodney.
There's just not a lot, you know, out there at this point, and the Red Sox don't have a lot to deal. So we'll see. Maybe if more teams fall off. I mean, the guy I like is Blake Treinen from the A's, but he's young. He's been amazing this year for them. They're still in it. I mean, you know, they're back. I think they're like 8 games back of Seattle there for that second wild card. But Billy Beane might say, okay, let's sell high on this guy. He has 2 more years of arbitration eligibility, so he's young and controllable. A guy like that would definitely interest me, but I don't know if a guy like that's going to get moved, and if he does, he might get moved for more than really what you can offer. I mean, it's interesting to me with the Red Sox. You know, they made the deal for Steven Pierce. They moved Santiago Espinal, who was, you know, having a pretty good year at Salem, which is high A, and then they just traded this kid, the center field kid, Lorenzo Cedrola, who was in Greenville, which is low A. They traded him to Cincinnati for more international signing pool money. So those were 2 guys I looked at and were like, oh, you know, these are prospects they could move for a legitimate relief help, and now those guys are gone. So I don't really know what they'd be willing to move and what they would move. You know, Michael Chavis is back now from the PED suspension, yep. But Maz has brought this up. What's his value? Do teams say, okay, this kid took a huge step forward last year in the minors, but it was all PEDs? I mean, they don't have a lot to deal with.
No, they really don't. They don't. And it's not like they, and rightfully, want to move on from Rafael Devers because his name was thrown out there with San Diego
Padres. Yeah, I'm not
Padres
giving him up for a reliever.
With Brad Hand.
That could be another, you know, Bagwell for Larry Anderson scenario.
Let me ask you this just straight up. Have I been too hard on this team? As I've said, filling in on the baseball report, as I put a bit of an asterisk on their win-loss record now at 60. Yay. But it has to do more. Look, they're a great team, and JD Martinez has made all the difference in that lineup. He's the MVP of the league. But I'm sorry, the rest of the American League is trash. And I put a wee little asterisk next to their record because right now they're on pace for 109 wins. So does that mean they're as good as the 2007 Red Sox, which were wire to wire a complete wagon? Any of those late 90s teams by the New York Yankees? Like, no, they're not. So I'm sorry, it's weighted because of the competition, like this terrible Royals team that they're playing.
Yeah, I mean, I do think you've been a little too hard on them just because of, look, when you look at the way that they played, I mean, to have the record they have, 60-29, you can't control the competition or the schedule. And if they were losing those games, they'd be getting lit up and you'd be all over them for losing to inferior teams.
True.
So if you beat, you know, so-called inferior teams, and by the way, they're not just beating, like a team, you know, the Royals, they won that game 10-5, but it was really, I mean, they destroyed them. So they're not just beating these teams, they're crushing them, and they have the best offense in baseball. So they're going out and taking care of business. That's all they can do. They can't control the competition, like I said. And again, I just feel like people would be killing them if they were losing to these teams. I think the whole thing that the prism through which this whole season is viewed, though, is, okay, this is great, but what are you going to do in the playoffs? And I think that's why there are some people who are reluctant to buy in on the fact that you know, this team is really, really good, and they're as good as their record indicates in terms of being a 100-plus win team.
Something else to keep an eye on as we're talking about, you know, the trade deadline coming up here. And the one thing that's kind of surprised me outside of the move between the Kansas City Royals and the Washington Nationals, and that they
Herrera. Yeah.
It's been quiet, which I'm kind of surprised by because of how much competition I think there's going to be for some of these names. I think this is going to heat up sooner than later, especially as it pertains to the New York Yankees. As a Red Sox fan, you want to kick back and laugh today as the Red Sox kicked the bejesus out of the Royals last night, and the Yankees lose to this, you know, kind of suck Blue Jays team, and it's Sonny Gray for the second straight game. He gets his face ripped off, goes two innings last night, 5 runs on 6 hits. He's terrible.
He's been brutal.
He is a puddle.
And he was a big trade deadline acquisition last trade deadline.
So you want to kick back and laugh as a Red Sox fan today? Fine. But I think on the other side of that coin is this is going to, a game like last night, I think, has to kick Brian Cashman, the general manager of the Yankees, in the ass a bit and say, you know what? I gotta make a move now. So maybe that's for a Cole Hamels or a Jay Happ. We have to get another arm in this rotation.
Like a Michael Fulmer from Detroit.
And it happens sooner than maybe later than it was gonna happen, you know, just as of a few days ago.
Or if it gets really scary, like cover your eyes, Jacob DeGrom or Syndergaard from the Mets.
So those guys are under team control. I can't see. I mean, those two franchises hate each other.
Do.
I just can't see them working, you know, working with each other. Look, that'd be great for us in terms of something to talk about. And oh my God, if the Yankees ended up with a Jake DeGrom or Syndergaard, like, watch out, forget it. Like, they're going to be the clear cut favorite, at least in the AL East. But they'll end up with someone else. They have to add an arm. But I think with a loss like last night and Sonny Gray proving he is useless, like, there's a bad to that too. It's not just, hey, all right, Red Sox now 2 games up on the Yankees in the AL East, and feels like the division could be ours, especially when you look at the rest of the schedule, at least for this month. It could kick Brian Cashman in the ass and have him make a move sooner than later. And, you know, Happ, who goes today in this series, maybe to look at him and they say, this is the guy, and he ends up in that Yankee rotation. So something to keep an eye on there. All right, you want to talk Sox, have at it. 617-779-0985. This is Gasper and Murray. You want to join us? We have full open phone lines. Anything really goes here between now and 2 o'clock. It doesn't have to be baseball, really anything sports-related, whatever. Let's chat. 617-779-0985. Gasper and Murray, you're on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. On 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is Gasper and Murray. You will listen. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And a ground ball to second. That should do it. Scooped up by Brock Holt. And that'll do another victory for the Boston Red Sox. 10-5, the final score here tonight. The Red Sox continue to roll. That's 4 in a row. And TC, that is 60 wins now for the Red Sox.
Yeah, Dave O'Brien with the call there. The 10-5 win for the Royals, for the Red Sox over the Royals last night. Now at 60 wins on the season. I haven't done it in a while.
I was going to say, you haven't done it in a long time.
Well, I mean, I don't want to blow up anyone's spot, but I've been asked not to. It's ridiculous. But yeah, the Dave O'Brien tea kettle whistle, 60 wins, something you can't unhear once you hear it. It's an earworm. That's how I've referenced it before. You got David Price on the mound tonight for the Hawks. So there is another, and I wanted to just mention this because we literally just played the commercial. There's another earworm that's got me of late, and it's in a commercial we just played.
Oh no, here we go.
And it's, I can't unhear it, Joe. Chris, I pointed it out to you earlier today. I pointed it out to Sean Silver and Kristen Sermon, the producer earlier today, who was on with Johnson and Flynn. And now they tweet at me like, you can't unhear this thing. It's the it's something that stands out in the Amstel Golf commercial. We just played this. If we can play it again, Tracy.
Purchase 2 Amstel Lite 12-packs now through July 31st and receive a free round to your next golf adventure at premier courses like the Newton Commonwealth Golf Course, mm-hmm. Quail Ridge Country Club in Acton, or the Shattuck Golf Club in Jaffrey, New Hampshire.
What was that? Wow. What was that? Now, at the risk of offending whoever produced that commercial, I believe it's either John Riley or Roger Moore. They do great work here at 98.5 of Sports Hub. That is what I believe is supposed to be a golfer saying, four, but that sounds more like a prison rape to me. That is a man being taken against his will on the golf course. Let's hear that again, that clip. Yeah, that poor man, he is not trying to alert someone of an incoming golf ball. That's a man that is maybe went searching for his ball, and he got taken. Put over a rock. It's almost as if you could picture you're on the golf course, you got a foursome going. You got a foursome going. And, you know, poor Andy hits an errant ball. Andy shanked that ball into the woods. He lost that ball. Well, I wish I could tell you that Andy went into the rough and found that golf ball, but he didn't. I wish I could tell you Andy fought the good fight and that the sisters let him be. Nope. I wish I could tell you that. But the golf course is no fairy tale world. He never said who did it, but we all knew. Like, the sisters got Andy because he shanked one into the rough. He goes trying to search for the golf ball, doesn't find the ball. Instead, he finds Boggs and the rest of the sisters who take him against his will. Can't unhear it. Poor Andy couldn't find that golf ball. Instead, he fell to the sisters. It was a Titleist one, but what he got instead was a painful reminder of how bad the world can be. You can't unhear it.
Oh, you really can't unhear it.
Like the Dave O'Brien tea kettle whistle. You hear that Amstel commercial. We play it time and again here. And all it is poor Andy trying to play in a foursome. Trying to lower the... Andy tried to lower his golf score, and it was one errant shot into the woods. Lost that ball. Never found the ball, and instead he walked out of the woods as if he had rode a horse without a saddle. Poor Andy got taken against his will by Boggs and the rest of the sisters when he was at the Amstel Light Open. That's all. It's something I can't unhear. I've said it to some of the other folks that I work with here, and now the rest of you can't unhear it as well. So anytime you hear the Amstel spot, that's not a man saying four. No, that's a man being taken against his will on the golf course.
Oh, no! All I wanted to do was find my ball.
This is the kind of things I live with, Chris. I laugh to myself in my car when I hear certain
things
like this.
I can only imagine when you came up with this. Yeah, no, there is a Shawshank vibe to that commercial.
Poor Andy.
Definitely is.
Poor Andy was just trying to find his ball. Instead, he found something far worse. Hey, Frank the Tank with a Bruins thought. You're next up here on Casper and Marty.
What is wrong with you?
I have a lot of problems, Frank. It's just, the radio is... Being able to broadcast.
Come back on hold and come back to me.
All right,
he can't compose himself.
Fair enough.
Oh my God, I've never heard Frank's voice that high ever. Not even close.
I love Frank.
Frank is the manliest of men.
Right.
He sounded like a giggling schoolgirl there.
I just wanted to find my ball. Shh, it's not gonna hurt. Michael and Roslindale. Hello, you're next here in Gaspar Murray. Hello.
Hey, quick question for Chris. Recently, I've been trying to ask this for a while now. I heard someone really, put down the NFL CBA and the NFL Players Association and how bad their deals always are. But then I would like to flash back to the Bob Kraft just Saturday kumbaya moment.
Yeah.
And where it seemed like getting the teams to pay to the floor really rectified a lot of the problems the CBA had. And yet, no one is really saying that they made progress.
Well, I think because what's happened there was this. I think the veteran guys thought that by giving the owners the cost controls that they wanted on the players who came into the league. Remember a guy like Sam Bradford coming into the league and immediately being the highest paid player as a quarterback. They wanted to take that out. And the idea was that money would be redistributed to veteran players. Well, that really hasn't been the case. Veteran players get deals, but they don't often make it to the end of those deals. How many times have you seen a guy be forced to renegotiate or be let go, sort of like Richard Sherman was in Seattle? So really, that money has just been pocketed by the owners.
Let's go back to Frank the Tank. Have you stopped laughing, Frank?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Good.
That sounds like Frank.
just beware. Oh, man, when you lose a golf ball, Frank. Watch out.
Oh, my God. I needed that. Oh, God. Look, I'm sorry about yesterday. I was in a bad area. I apologize for that.
Oh, it's all good.
look, with the whole rumors going on about Erik Karlsson, that's a guy that, I mean, he's a great talent, don't get me wrong, but he's a guy that I kind of want the Bruins to stay away from. It's a guy who's going to be 30 years old. He's going to want 7 and 77 at least. He's got known foot problems. He had some bad foot problems a year ago or so in the playoffs. It just doesn't seem like he would fit here. I know that Felger's all over it, but to me, I really do feel like with the assets they have and Torrey Krug being a trade chip, I think they can do some better work finding someone else because that's what Charlie McAvoy is supposed to be. And you've got guys coming up in the pipeline. I'd like to see them take some of their assets to go after the mid-range guys to help the team out, help the offense out. I'd rather see them do that.
And this is why, Frank, and hang for a sec because I want to know your thoughts on this. Like, you know, it's been thrown around there, at least speculation. Maybe they could be in on a deal for Wayne Simmonds, who I think would be a perfect Bruin.
Or Artemi Panarin.
Yeah, like, I'd rather see something like that. Like, to me, Karlsson, like, a little bit older, has had a foot issue there. Like, I don't know. It would feel like a luxury to me. Yeah, it would be nice to have someone else, you know, pair up with McAvoy post-Chara or someone like that. But I just don't feel like that's that necessary.
Right. And, you know, you talk in a perfect world for me, Wayne Simmonds. I mean, that is a man right there.
Yes.
That's a dude who parks his ass right in front of the net and just cleans up garbage. That's something I would rather see the Bruins go get. But you've got to remember, he's going to want to get paid too. And you've got a lot of younger guys coming up that are going to be looking for contracts in the next couple of years. So it's like I said to you guys last week before the Tavares thing. These are some of the things that turn players into kings. Sweeney has got to really sit down, look at the future of this team, and try to go for it because, in my opinion, the time is now to try to fortify your team to make a run in the next, you know, 2, 3, 5 years.
Yeah, and I think to that point, you know, Zdeno Chara is 41. Bergeron turns 33 later this month. Tuukka Rask is 31. Brad Marchand's 30. So, I mean, those are your core guys. You know, these young guys that you have coming up are very, very interesting and exciting, but by the time they reach their full capability, will you still be able to take advantage of and benefit from your core guys? Will it sync up?
Yeah. Well, no, look, I feel like the time to strike is now. They're ahead of schedule. This is where it was getting interesting because I didn't really think initially they were going to have a real chance at John Tavares, but then it gets passed last Saturday. It's like, okay, the Islanders are out. Holy crap, they really have a real shot here. Ends up with the Blue Jays, the Maple Leafs. Sounds like there could be a Karlsson to Tampa thing. It just something has to happen here. I don't want to have Don Sweeney make a move to just make a move, but look, your competition that you're going to worry about is getting better. You can't just sit in your hands here, so they have to be strategic about it. And I say strategic because as much as I think Sweeney's a good drafter, his NHL level moves.
Talked about, and you know, Mike from Woburn called in and actually defended Sweeney. He did a great job of it, but he seemed to omit the Riley Smith, Jimmy Hayes deal, which, you know, goes on Sweeney's ledger.
I want to bring in Mike quickly here before we go to the Hub headlines. I wanted to reference what we were just talking about with that Amstel commercial. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Jim, it's funny. I do the same thing in my car. I thought when I first heard that commercial before you said anything about it, I thought it sounded like Tarzan.
Yeah, I can see that, Mike. You know, maybe this speaks more to
your deviant mind.
My deviant mind, how I my general feeling about humanity and how I always expect the worst. Since I was a kid, maybe I've watched too many movies, but I've always, you know, rightfully been terrified of prison. I've never not driven by a prison or been in a passenger seat and driven by a prison and not thought, Chris, who's being taken against their will right now at this moment?
Oh, my God. Like, you're a sick individual.
But that should keep you, you know, on the straight and narrow. It always did with me because that's the worst thing that can happen. You end up in prison for life, never see your family or friends really ever again, and then the sisters come and get you, and they take you against your will. Or it happens on the golf course like it happened to poor Andy when he hit an errant ball into the woods. Never found that Titleist one. I wish I could tell you that the sisters didn't take poor Andy, that he was able to find his Titleist one. But the golf course is no fairy tale world. He never said who did it, but we all knew. Yeah, just really. Yeah, it speaks to how I feel about the world more than anything else. Oh, God. Imagine that. having a hell of a time. Beautiful day like today. Finally crisp. Humidity is all gone away. In that foursome, having yourself quite the time. You go look for that ball, and next thing you know, oh my God! No, it's the sisters in Boggs! You know, and that's how it ends up.
Well, you know, you do have that 98.5 golf outing coming up, don't you?
That's right. Coming up on a couple of Mondays from now, yes. Maybe that happens to me. Yes, I get taken against my will by a listener of the Sports Hub. I always thought you were real funny, Jim. No!
That guy who looked up your
the guy who looked up my high school yearbook photo.
Yes.
This is why I was looking you up. Yeah. Joe Murray's going to get you caught up in the Hub headlines. Again, good luck listening to that commercial and unhearing that. He'll get you caught up in the Hub headlines, and we'll come back. And something I wanted to touch on with the Red Sox, if you didn't tap out after like two innings, because the game was in hand in two innings last night, guess who finally made his appearance in a Red Sox uniform last night? It's another name to add to the wheel of gutless bums. We'll get to that next here on Gasper and Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Matt Barnes, Heath Henry, Joe Kelly, and those other guys.
It's time to spin the wheel of gutless bums. Red Sox manager Alex Cora is faced with a tough decision. Who to use in a high leverage situation late in the game? Now, let's spin the wheel.
Kelly, Thornburg, Henry, Barnes.
And today's gutless bum is
Thornburg now into the game to make his Red Sox debut, coming off shoulder surgery. And ball one to Duda, who has struck out two times. High fly, right field. Long, long run from Mookie Betts. Mookie with a dive, can't get to it. That's going to roll to the wall. Duda, round second. He's going to make it into third base. And he'll slide in with a triple.
Velocity was good. Command was good. Probably, he was rushing a little bit early, but that's normal. He hasn't competed at this level in a while. But that was good to see. We'll see how he bounces back tomorrow. He should be available, which is the most important thing for us. If he can do that, he puts us in a good spot.
Was Alex Cora blending a protein shake there when he was giving that interview after last night's 10-5 win over the Kansas City Royals? It's Gasper and Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We can add another name officially to the wheel of gutless bums. Guess who finally made an appearance in a Red Sox uniform last night after all this time? Tyler Thornburg. I expect him to have a setback any day now, so he's sent back down, and no, we don't want to rush him back. But yes, Tyler Thornburg shows up in the seventh inning of last night's game. I'm sure all but three of you watched this, because after two innings, this game was over. But he's called upon for his very first appearance with the Red Sox, and it was immediately shaky, as you heard there. First pitch, ball one to that hack Lucas Duda, who then hits a triple. Maybe Mookie Betts shouldn't have tried a diving catch, so maybe that's why it ended up becoming a triple, but not a good look for the first batter that he faces as a member of the Red Sox, but gets two flyouts, ground out, that would score a run. Not a lot of damage, but it didn't really look all that hot, especially if you're banking on Tyler Thornburg maybe being the savior or someone else that can shore up this bullpen that still needs help, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I think before they make a move, I think they want to see what they have with Tyler Thornburg. Because remember, this was a guy who was supposed to fill this role.
Right.
And we haven't seen him. He had the shoulder issues last year in training camp. And then he said it had to do with the Red Sox throwing program.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then the Red Sox said, no, it doesn't have anything to do with our throwing program. Regardless of what the situation was, you know, he had that thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. And so now the guy's finally back. He had like two of the longest rehab. He actually had two rehab stints in Pawtucket. They like restarted it. I mean, this guy's been rehabbing for forever. So they want to see what they have. You know, based on Dombrowski's track record of trading for relievers, I'm not holding my breath here. I mean, I ultimately don't think this guy's the answer, but it would be really nice. It would be perfect for the Red Sox if it turned out that somehow he could revert to his prior form.
Yeah, just feels like you're banking all a lot with this guy. It feels like he's just one big injury liability. But yeah, it was at one point, because I got to do a spot on BST last night on NBC Sports Boston. I looked up, I was like, is it really? Could it be? Holy crap, it's Tyler Thornburg.
He's like the USS flag of relievers.
Just going to never let me live that one down.
Like, you know the guy exists, but you rarely see it. And you're like, okay, this is like an urban legend here. Tyler Thornburg. Nope, Tyler Thornburg is real.
And the USS flag, the old G.I. Joe aircraft carrier that was 6 feet long. And yes, it existed, and it was only in the homes of only the most spoiled boys who deserved it. like yours truly. Charles in Boston with the Red Sox Thought. You're next here on Gasper Murray. Hey, Charles.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking me on.
Good.
Just following up about the Red Sox, I think the reason why they've lost favor in years past is their inability to do anything in the postseason, or their inability to win the big game, like against the Yankees or Houston, when the moment's upon us. So wanted to hear your thoughts about that.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think a lot of people, you know, are sort of taking a wait-and-see approach with full emotional investment in this team. Now, look, there are a lot of baseball fans out there and a lot of diehard Red Sox fans that, you know, they don't care. They're fully invested. But when we talk Red Sox, Jim, it doesn't elicit the same response that it used to in this town. It just doesn't.
It never will again.
I think more people are interested in, like, Celtics offseason.
Yep.
Yeah, the you know, the Palace Q intrigue with Brady and Belichick. I think people are sort of waiting, biding their time a little bit to see if this Red Sox team is for real and whether it's really worth it. And I'm not sure that you're really going to know until the fall. Like, they can't really prove it until they do it in the playoffs. My advice in the meantime is just enjoy the season. I mean, you know, it's summertime. There's not a lot going on. Baseball's front and center. You have the best team in baseball. Enjoy it for what it is. And then if you want to condemn them later in the autumn, yeah, that's fine. I'm all for it. I'll be first in line to do that. But I'm not going to go through the entire season and not enjoying it because I feel like they're going to be brutal or they're going to fail again or they're going to flame out again in the postseason.
Let's go to Mike in Worcester with the Red Sox Thought. You're next here on Gaspar Murray. Hello, Mike. Mike? Hello, Mike. Going once, going twice, goodbye. Matt McCarthy, who hosts the Hardcore Baseball podcast on 98.5 Sports Hub. You can download that again, 98.5sportshub.com and on the app. Tyler Thornburg last night, again, kind of shaky coming in. Maybe it was just nerves, but what can they realistically expect the Red Sox out of this guy now that he's being out of the bullpen? You know, do you still think he's, you know, one in, do you look at him as an injury liability the way that I do, or can he be the guy that you can actually count on going forward so you don't have to worry about the rest of the guys on the wheel of gutless bums like your Brandon Workmans and Joe Kelly's, et cetera, et cetera?
You're a fool if you're counting on this guy.
Okay.
You're a complete fool if you're counting on, and that's nothing against Tyler Thornburg. This procedure that he had, this is the new age Tommy John that he went under, this thoracic outlet syndrome. They take a rib out. He's got the rib in a jar at his house.
For real.
He has his rib. They took a rib out of his chest, and he has it in a jar at his house. And they go in and they shave off, like, scar tissue off the nerve. This is legit. It ended Chris Carpenter's career. It ended Josh Beckett's career. Matt Harvey had this surgery. He's never been the same. So if you're counting on Tyler Thornburg to regain the form that he had with Milwaukee in 2016 when he was elite, one of the better setup guys in baseball, you're kidding yourself. If Dave Dombrowski needs to go out and add to this bullpen, and if Thornburg regains that form, well, then that's great. That's a bonus. But it sounds to me like they're going to count on him. And that's a problem.
What do you make of this Jerry Krasnick tweet from earlier today in which he says that the Red Sox will be looking at Fernando Rodney at 41 years old, although he does have good numbers for the Twins. He says this is worth a look for the Red Sox.
Sure, it's worth a look because that's the type of guy that you're going to get because you don't have anybody in your farm system that you can deal. Like, you're going to be getting these veteran guys, older guys, one-year type of situation. You're not going to get Brad Hand, you're not going to get Blake Treinen, you're probably not going to get somebody like Michael Givens.
Yeah, I like him.
I love Michael Givens from the Orioles. You're not going to be able to get a reliever with more value. You're going to get a guy like Fernando Rodney, who's been around the block a million times, is pitching for a crap team like the Twins. We'll say, sure, we'll take some lottery ticket guy from, you know, low A Greenville for Fernando Rodney because we're out of it. So I would go out and I would add a couple of those guys and see what you can get because that's really all you can get.
Who keeps the rib after a surgery like that? Like, if this is... Yeah, right, yeah, maybe someone like that. Yeah, just wanted a piece of him. I mean, this is... If this... We were talking about Marilyn Manson, who has a mansion full of pickled punks and other things that are being preserved in formaldehyde. I would understand it, because, you know, that's what Marilyn Manson does. But Tyler Thornburg keeps the rib? Is there a rib fairy? Like, if you can cash in and get
a rib fairy, yeah.
Yeah, you put the rib under your pillow and all of a sudden
yeah,
you
there
wake
is
up.
A rib fairy. His name's Dave Dombrowski because they're still paying this guy.
Couple of $100 under the pillow. Yeah, Dave Dombrowski, he's the rib fairy. Hey, look what I brought you. Oh, here's more cash for you, Tyler. Don't try to, please don't blow it in the seventh or eighth inning. Oh, there it goes again, and another setback. Hey, want to let you know again, the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, a week from today, Saturday, July 14th. Donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon at the Best Western in Woburn. It's going to be raffles and games throughout the day, and Gasper and I may or may not be there. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. That's what I would recommend you do. And, again, it's the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive happening a week from today, Saturday, July 14th, 10 a.m. to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn.
And I was going to say, if we are there, Jim, I know you feel strongly that you have no problem with somebody surreptitiously filming the whole thing and using it on their Instagram stories.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Yeah, there's you'll be super excited about that.
Nothing intrusive about that. Hey, we'll wrap up with what we usually wrap up with, five questions for Chris Gasper that have nothing to do with sports next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.